Hey, howdy and happy day. Death and taxes and tariffs, and there's so many things going on out there today, and people are wondering, what's a tariff? Many people still can't sort out income tax. What is that? We got all these different taxes. It's not just income tax. It's whenever you buy something, there's a state tax, a provincial tax. There's a long list of taxes, and at the end of the day, when you add them all up, it's frightening, but let's kind of go through this. Firstly, what is a tariff? People really don't understand it. Everyone I speak to, they think that the consumer, he's on the hook for the tariffs, and that's really not the case. To a degree it is, but let's again go through it. Many people are angry, and before you get angry, you need to understand. A tariff is a tax, and by the way, I ain't a wealth advisor and I ain't an accountant, but this is kind of some facts that I have picked up, and so dig around in it and come up with whatever you do. A tariff is a tax. One purpose of a tariff is to protect businesses, local businesses in the country, you know, from lower priced items coming from other countries. In other words, using the United States as an example, America first, buy American. That's kind of the message they're trying to get out there. And a tariff is like a duty. You know, a duty is if you ever return, call it from the US to Canada, you have to pay a duty or a tariff on the items possibly that you did bring in. So that's just another way to say it. And tariffs raise revenue from the importing country. Now, this is where many people don't get it. They say, all the people pay. No, they don't. I mean, when goods are imported at the border in the United States, for example, again, you know, the business has to pay the tariff. They have to write a check. Now, in all cases, I think, certainly in most cases, they up the price. If it's a 25% tariff on $100, all of a sudden they charge $125. But the theory is that then the consumer will say, hey, I can't afford that. I'm going to buy something else that's made in my country. Okay, so that's kind of how it works. I mean, that's how the money is raised. And then the country, the U.S. again, they get to raise billions and billions, hundreds of billions of dollars from tariffs from the other countries, from the manufacturers, from the businesses in those other countries. You know, I mean, it's not just about consumers. Tariffs have been a staple in America since its founding, believe it or not. I mean, until personal income tax was introduced in World War I, tariffs were the only source of revenue. I mean, every country only had tariffs up until, you know, 1910, 1920, and so on, pick a year. But prior to that, it was always tariffs. That was the income. And today, everyone is screaming and going, tariffs. Tariffs are actually good for the country, for America. They're very good. They're paying down the debt. They get all this money coming in, the cha-cha. I mean, you know, tariffs are terrifying. That would be it. Or they are terrific. You know, you got to kind of pick one. But at the end of the day, it's all about money and who's who in the zoo and how do they do. And you kind of need money to do that. The U.S. government, this is interesting stuff. Other countries did the same thing. Income taxes, I'm talking about now. Taxes would come in Britain and other countries. And then they would say, hey, you can't have it. And it was kicked out and then years later brought back in. In the U.S., the first personal income tax was August 5th, 1861. And that was to help pay for the American Civil War, right? 3% of all incomes over $800. That was the tax. A few years later, that tax was repealed and replaced by another income tax in 1862. It was only in 1894 that the first peacetime income tax was passed, and that was 2% of income over $4,000. You know what? Only 10% of the people paid that, and America prospered. They did good. They weren't sending money for gender studies to Nigeria and all this other nonsense that the liberals have done, and it kind of worked for them. And the purpose was to make up for revenue of income tax, the purpose of tax, is because the revenue was being lost from tariffs. They were canceling tariffs to encourage immigration, and all of a sudden they had no money, so they had to kind of resort to something else. So lots of twists and turns, and that's what happened. In 1913, they finally made it legal. But it was, income tax was at one point in time, it was unconstitutional. It went to the Supreme Court and they said, you can't do that. You can't charge income tax to the people. So they had to go and get an amendment and so on. In Canada, you know, kind of the same thing. Canada right now is complaining so much about tariffs, but they survived on tariffs up until the early 1900s. That was their revenue also. And then they too brought in income tax. And, you know, tariffs are fine. It's just another word for a tax, okay? The Conservative Party opposed income tax, and the Liberals brought it in, of course, and they continue to raise it as they go along. I mean, that's taxes, and you know all of that stuff. I'm just I don't know. I'm telling you what you already know. I'm reminding you what you already know. McDonald's, they claim all fat people as dependents for their taxes. Ah, okay. Lastly, I got a little story for you. There was a man, and he crossed the border many years ago from Mexico into the United States every day. Every day he came across with a donkey and he had a load of straw. And people knew that, custom border people, they knew that he was a smuggler. He has to be a smuggler. So every day they chopped up the straw and they kept looking. They just couldn't figure it out. And this went on year after year after year. Every day, here I am again with a donkey. And these guys, the border guys, they got so upset and so distracted. Where is it? What is it you're doing? It's got to be drugs. It's got to be something. Anyway, time went on and everybody got old and retired. And one day, one of the customs guys who was retired, he happened to bump into the guy with the donkeys every day who was also retired. And he said, tell me, I won't tell anybody, just between you and me, what were you smuggling? We tried to catch you and we couldn't. The smuggler looked at him and he said, I was smuggling donkeys. Hey, jackbutts, y'all now are you wiser from your wiser advisor? Have a nice day. See ya.